The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin begins now.
Greetings, Virginia bankers. I'm Dave Martin. Happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to share a few thoughts about key factors of service and sales excellence. There's a business program I recorded a while back that highlighted the business practices of a small pizza restaurant chain. And sure, on the surface, that wouldn't be where many financial services leaders would look to for operational best practices. But I would suggest that some of the core practices this small chain utilized are relevant across many industries. The host interviewed the founder of that small chain, and his restaurants have been increasing sales in the midst of a very tough business environment. I was especially interested in hearing him out because I knew a small operation like his could not be competing on price alone. And one of his comments that stuck with me was his belief in the art and science of customer service. It struck a nerve because over the years, I frequently told groups that I believe customer service and sales skills are indeed a mix of art and science. This owner shared that they identified a few key factors that every customer visit and encounter should include. He said that the science in his model is consistently executing on things that research has identified as customer satisfaction drivers. Folks are welcomed, addressed, and thanked in a consistent manner. Their restaurant also will have strict guidelines on what the tables, floors, and restrooms will look like. They have their own set of non-negotiable practices, if you will. The art, he asks of his employees, is in putting their own personalities into what they do. These are usually personal touches that surprise and even delight customers. As important, it gives employees a greater sense of control and purpose in their jobs. Employees enjoy knowing that what they personally bring to customer interactions matters. This proprietor realizes that if they don't get what he calls the science right, the art accomplishes little. Does it matter how much a waiter smiles at you if your drink glass stays empty? How impressed will you be with the cleanliness of a restaurant if your order takes forever or reaches you and it's the wrong order when it gets there? Personal touches are only truly impressive when they accompany consistently high service levels and positive environments. I smiled when the owner explained how simple he tried to keep his instructions to employees. He joked that his list wasn't all that impressive. On the contrary, I'd suggest that identifying, simplifying, communicating, and reinforcing critical behaviors for your staff is indeed an impressive feat. And by doing this, you also help assure that the personal touches team members bring to their jobs are noticed all the more by customers. No, great customer service isn't necessarily rocket science. It's more of an art and science. Subsequently, I had an interesting conversation with a few of a bank's regional level managers. They told me that their latest mystery shops revealed that their teams were not exhibiting some basic customer service behaviors that they would have previously taken for granted. They were concerned that their customer satisfaction scores were dropping. And as our conversation continued, one of the usual suspects reared its head. There had been an increase of reports, logs, check sheets, etc., piled onto their teams. When analyzed individually, most single reports don't appear overly burdensome. But when you end up with an ever-growing pile of them, it's easy to feel more like an accountant than a customer-focused banker. Now, they had already begun to reevaluate and eliminate as many redundant reports as they could. One of my comments struck a nerve and was met with strong agreement. I told them that I find it pretty amusing when folks quiz me about advanced sales and service training. And when I hear this, the thinking is apparently, well, the nuts and bolts stuff is nice, but we know how to do that. They seem to believe that an organization graduates from the one-on-one stuff and moves on to more sophisticated pursuits. I tried to explain to them that the key is not in continually learning new or more advanced behaviors. The key to service excellence and the sales excellence that can follow is delivering on your clearly stated fundamentals of customer service with world-class consistency. When service perceptions or scores drop, it's not because customers have become spoiled by excellence and expect more. Instead, it's usually because we've gotten distracted or a little inattentive and have stopped executing on our most basic practices. Our teams will tend to focus on whatever it is we clearly spell out and reinforce. But once their teams show they can deliver solid personal service, managers sometimes have a tendency to take it for granted and spend less time reinforcing the nuts and bolts. And things start to come apart. It's the nuts and bolts that hold even the most sophisticated of machines together. That's true for sophisticated organizations as well. Identifying, communicating, monitoring, and reinforcing the basic behaviors that produce consistently higher service levels will tend to produce consistently higher sales results as well. How much of your time and energy are you investing in coaching and developing your team's fundamentals this month? Until next time, Virginia Bankers, wishing you and your teams continued success. I'm Dave Martin.
The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.